TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Get it moving.
Yep, all the way live from
South Carolina, the city of Columbia. She chops it up every Wednesday. And I think she got some damn oxtails for us tonight.
Bomba Club. Yes. What's popping, y'all? What's popping?
Yo, you got oxtails and banana cupcakes and chicken wraps for breakfast, for lunch
and
in the morning.
Lunch,
yo, you
in
got
the morning.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Lunch in the morning.
I got a lot going on. Yes, I do. I do. Yeah. That's what I do over here. That's my
cinnamon roll for me real quick.
Absolutely. So we gonna get into that real quick. What is interracial dating? What is it? It's the marriage. Well, not what does it mean to be in an interracial situation, a marriage or a cohabitation between a man or a woman? Not necessarily a man or woman, you know, these days, but definitely different races.
Two people.
You know, between a black and a white person, between an Asian, a Puerto Rican, interracial dating. I posed the question, we posed the question, how open to it are you? Let me start off by saying, I've not gone as far as the Puerto Rican persuasion. So I've only dated, and I'll say Filipino, right? So I've only dated black, Filipino, and Puerto Rican women. I've not gone any further than that, and it has certainly been a preference. How about you guys?
Well, and I can't even call that dating because that's like ninth grade or something like that. So that doesn't really count to me. In my legal days of dating, I can say that my preference has been to remain more so in the African-American community. However, I have dabbled a little in the Puerto Rican community, as well as a little in the Mexican.
Okay, cool.
And Jamaican community.
And Jamaican community. It was African.
All chocolate over here, Jack.
I'm going to flat out ask the question. Are you open to dating, like, white men?
Not really. Well,
no.
I wasn't before, but I think now because of my African-American limitations living in the Atlanta metro area, it means dominated by black folk, but dominated by gay black men as well. So my options for the numbers have dwindled exponentially.
But are you open to dating white men?
Of that, I am now. I say yes.
You are now. Gotcha. Fee.
I am now.
Are you open? Because you sounded hesitant. Living in Atlanta.
I'm not hesitant. No.
Aren't hesitant. So you said only chocolate. So that told me that you had a preference. That's certainly a preference. Clearly chocolate. But why haven't you dated white men if you're not hesitant to date white men?
They don't attract me. You know, I've seen nice looking white men and I'm like, okay, he's handsome. But like, they just don't do it for me. You know, everybody got their thing. And that's definitely not my thing. You know, I guess I had this mindset also, like, to see a peak penis. I don't want to see that.
That's the issue I have too.
When
you say pink penis, some sounds weird about that pink penis. No, it sounds weird to me too.
It's a fact.
Yeah, but it sounds weird to me too. That's why I can't go there.
Very wrong. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:09. We're gonna go to we gonna go to Fee. She's gonna chop it up with us. We gonna just change that visual altogether.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
rice,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rice, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram,
beans, greens,
potatoes, chicken.
Well, I'm going to make this one really quick as I can, because, you know, with oxtails, it takes love, it takes time, it takes patience, and I usually pair it with some nice rice and peas and some cabbage, but I'm just going to run down the oxtails with you really, really quick. You're going to need about 2 pounds of oxtails, 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of ground allspice, 1 tablespoon of onion powder, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt and black pepper, 1 tablespoon of dried thyme, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 1/2 chopped bell pepper, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. Of vegetable oil, 1 large onion chopped, 5 cups of water, 1 large jalapeno or scotch bonnet, 2 cups of dried lima beans with a quick soak, and 14 to 16 ounces of canned tomatoes. Now, what you're going to do with that, you're going to rinse off your oxtails under cool water, place them in a large bowl, pour your soy sauce over your oxtail, then all of the seasonings and herbs, not your flour or your vegetable oil. Add your bell pepper, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, and your minced garlic, and use your hands as the best tool to mix and combine everything together. You're going to cover the oxtails and refrigerate for a minimum of 4 hours. I usually do it overnight. Remove your oxtails from the refrigerator and sprinkle with the all-purpose flour all over your meat. In a large pot, pour in your vegetable oil and turn the heat to medium to high, because what you're wanting to do now is sear your oxtails on both sides. Once the oil is hot and you've put in your oxtails, you add in your onion. You're going to brown them, add your water, add your whole jalapeno or your scotch bonnet pepper. Let the oxtails simmer over your medium heat for about 2.5 hours. I personally go about 3 to 4 hours because I like them tender, just falling off the bone. Once the oxtails are nice and tender, add in your dried beans, do a quick soak method beforehand, and then you're lastly going to add in your tomatoes to give it a little thickening. Let that simmer for an additional hour, and then you could serve with your rice and peas, your cabbage, or whatever you choose to pair it with. But when I say absolutely phenomenal, they're phenomenal, and do not rush it. Do not rush it. Allow it to go its full course so that you can get the full effect of this deliciousness.
Get the full effect of that deliciousness. They be chopping up every Wednesday, Fee, right here in Social Lab. Tonight's topic, are you open to interracial dating? You said, Fee, that you had a preference. You weren't interested. I think for me also, you know, the Filipino, Puerto Rican, African-American arena has been my preference. When it came to females, I'm just not attracted. I mean, I've seen some beautiful Caucasian women. I've seen even beautiful Asian women, beautiful Chinese women. I don't think I would be comfortable taking them home to mama. But definitely nice to have fun with. Hey, tonight's show, super duper short. We're talking about, you know, being a swirler. You know, not the kind of swirler that you're thinking
swirler.
About, you know, but swirling in that other lane. For me, honestly speaking, a lot of people are blocking their own blessings. A lot of people are lonely and don't have to be lonely because they've set limitations. You know, let go of some of them limitations and be open. We back Monday, 9 p.m. We'll pick up this conversation. Take us home. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. See you on the flip. It's only hot chocolate.
And love those who love you. We are that crew, that team, and that network here in the Social Lab, TM Hom Radio, Girl Hot Chocolate, B, and the General. Good night. Y'all have a great weekend.
TM Hom See him, I'm in live. See him, I'm in live. Smoke radio.